Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
He was scared of you people back there. Do you know that?
No.
I'm going to bring someone in here who's going to ask you some questions. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
Hello, you must be Ted.
Yes.
You've caused quite a stir. You scared a bunch of people in the public, and according to the records I've been given, you were involved in a tram accident a week ago. Can I ask about that?
They were trying to get me.
Who was trying to get to you?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Oh, let me have you know, I've seen a lot of things.
Can you tell the policeman to put his gun away? I'm afraid he's going to shoot me.
Why would he do that?
Because I'm going to show you what I really look like.
What is he talking about?
Just do it. Put the gun away.
Please don't be scared. I won't hurt you. The appearances are just a little frightening.
What the hell is that?
I'm afraid I've seen them before.
You know what that thing is?
They're called crawlies. They look like giant spiders. The only difference is they drink blood for sustenance and to make their webs.
If you're not going to hurt us, where are you getting your blood from? You're not killing other people, are you?
No. I'm feeding off dead animals wherever I can find them.
Why are you rebelling against your own kind?
My race are following a new agenda. They've always been hostile and vicious. Now they're even more vicious than before. I just want to live.
So you found a human appearance and you've tried your best to blend in?
That's correct.
I've met and dealt with crawlies before. What's this new agenda that they have going on?
We have a deal with a significant other party, who's promised the crawlies all the blood and flesh they could ever want. But I was not born for war. There's a new leader, who wants the crawlies to spread through the dimensions as his army, to destroy anything in his path.
Who is the new leader?
He calls himself the Clockmaker.
And why did you run away?
I'm tired. I'm tired of being hated and feared. So that's why I came here. I just want to live a normal life. Please, don't tell anybody.
Your secret is safe with me, Ted. Don't worry.
We can't just let a giant spider back out into the public.
You have my word. I won't hurt anybody. I won't scare anybody. I plan to remain in my human form.
We'll be keeping a close eye on you.
I understand. Thank you.
G'day. I'm just wondering. I was meant to have an interview here at 11:30. For a job? I was wondering if I could speak to the manager.
You are speaking to him.
Oh, good. Would you like to go inside somewhere so we can sit down?
My dear sir, here is as good a place as anywhere.
All good then. I did say I was ready for an immediate start. I just finished up in my old business, so I'd virtually be in your hands now.
May I ask where you worked previously, eh?
I was a tram driver.
Interesting. And do you have a passion for ice cream?
Well, I wouldn't be applying at an ice cream shop if I didn't.
Of course. How should I have known? Well, as far as I can see, you seem like a capable gentleman. So if you have no questions, the job is yours.
I appreciate it, really. By the way, what do I call you?
I am the Clockmaker. I am the ice cream maker. Yes, I'm the ice cream maker. But you can call me Bernard.
We'll be right back.
thought I'd leave you behind. I could never do that. We're connected. We're a team. I just can't be a tram driver anymore. I know it's rough, buddy, but I want to keep you safe. What if people found out about us? Then we'd be done for. The police are already keeping a close eye on me, so I need to be on my best behavior. I love you, buddy, but it's not like I can take you home with me. As much as I'd love to. Got a new job today. It's at an ice cream stand. That's a good job, isn't it? Making ice cream for people. Ice cream makes people happy. That's all I want to do. I just want to make people happy. I want to make you happy too. I can still visit you every day. My shifts are in the daytime, so I can come after all of them. There's a tram line that goes pretty close nearby. You could come there if people would consider this normal. I know you miss me, but we have to make this work for both of us somehow. I made my exit at the tram drivers' union pretty quick. I didn't want to give the other drivers the wrong idea. I told my manager I wanted to go out quietly. It's just as well I managed to get you out of the depot, though. Goodness knows what will happen if they find you. It's 9:30. I better go. I'll see you tomorrow. There you go. Great choice. Have a nice day.
Dad, I wonder if you could go into the back storeroom for me and get some more chocolate flavor. We're running low here.
Got it. We'll be back soon.
I was wondering how long it would take you.
What are you doing here?
I could ask the same thing of you, Tiratius.
Leave me alone. I want nothing to do with you.
Impertinence!
I don't like what the Crawleys are doing. I want to move away from that and start a new life.
Surprisingly, I don't blame you. The Crawleys are now bowing to the behest of the rebels, leaving many of us divided on the politics of our own kind.
What are you trying to say?
I, too, have abandoned our kind and have tried to find a new lease of life. But I need your help.
What do you need me to do? I don't want anything to do with the Crawleys anymore. That was a past life.
You're trying to convince yourself that you're human, but under that thick skin, you're still one of us. And in that, we must help each other in times of need.
What is it that you want from me?
I have found a sustenance better than blood, better than flesh, one that could prevail as something, dare I say, better.
What is it?
Chocolate. I need chocolate.
Well, that's easy to come by. People love chocolate.
You will give me chocolate.
Seems harmless enough to me. We have plenty of chocolate ice cream here. If you're going to live here, you're going to have to find a name.
A name?
Yeah. Something you can call yourself that other people can refer to you as.
Darren.
Darren?
Yes.
Darren it is, then.
Can I stay here?
You can't stay here forever.
But you must let me have chocolate. Otherwise, I will have to resort to flesh.
All right, all right. You can have the chocolate ice cream, so long as we have enough.
You better.
You're not going to be eating any flesh, though, okay?
Oh, you can trust me.
Here you go, Bernard.
And what took you so long?
Sorry. The ice cream was a bit all over the place. Took me a little while to find it all.
I keep my ice cream perfectly arranged.
Well, I might not have been looking properly.
Is there something you're not telling me?
No. I've got nothing to hide.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive. Certain, in fact.
You're a hard worker, Ted. But I'm keeping a close eye on you.
How was your day? I know you want to go out. But not yet. We will one day, though. When we're ready. I know you miss it out there. But we're going to go somewhere far away, where nobody can find us. Where we can live in peace. Where a man and a tram can happily be together.
Chocolate ice cream is so good. Very tasty.
You're huge.
I must acquire more of this wonderful sustenance.
How did you grow that big overnight? That's impossible.
I don't care what it is. I need more.
Darren, we can't give you more. If you have any more of that ice cream, goodness knows what will happen to you.
But I must. It is so good.
Okay. I'll try and find someone. Let me talk to Bernard. He'll know what to do.
You can't tell anyone about this.
All right. I'll try and figure out something.
Ah, Ted, how good of you to join in.
Bernard, I wonder if you could help me with something.
Anything, my boy. Name it, and it's yours.
Oh, well, then, I was wondering, do you know the name of the ice cream supplier?
The ice cream supplier?
Yes. Where we get our ice cream from?
Oh, everybody knows that. We only get the best from the best. Our ice cream comes from Buxton's Best Confectionery. He produces a decadent range of ice cream. Have you tried it yet? Yeah, you must give it a go.
Right. That's all I need to know.
Are you sure?
Yes. That's a fantastic help. Thank you, Bernard. What? You're in luck. I think your day has finally come, little guy. I need you to help me with something, though. And then maybe we can sort something out. I found the directions to Buxton's factory, and the tram line pretty much runs there from St. Kilda. We need to take Darren there. Once we've done that, well, we can figure out the rest as we go. It's going to be okay. I have an idea.
Did you bring more chocolate ice cream?
I'm going to take you somewhere where you can get more.
We had a deal.
That's why I'm going to fix it. Me.
It's okay. We're together. He doesn't know what we're going to do. I made a promise. I'm going to keep it. Bitch. You killed him.
Yes, I had planned.
That's what you get for messing with my husband.